This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on June 12th on WGN Radio. We started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours of Monday Night Trivia coming up. If it is Monday, June 12th on your calendar, I want you to call. However, if it's Friday, sit back, relax, enjoy the show because it's a replay. But on Monday, we are live every Monday from 10 to 1, and your participation is requested. 888-876-5593. That's 8888-RALEIGH. And we'll give you some incentives. For one thing, all the bumper stumpers are up for grabs. They have a wonderful theme this week. Once again, courtesy of Carol Ford, best show prep in the world. And it's a fine theme, so I think you're going to do well with this, or at least recognize several of the songs. Well, if you don't, I'm going to throw out a question here in a moment. We have no straggler. All right, you got that at the end of the last show, so we got a new one. Now, if you want to tackle that, that's great. But if all else fails, come on, you know something about something. Everybody does, right? So whatever it is, you let us know the category. We'll find you a question. You strut yourself. You're doing this mostly for the fun of it, because after all, the prizes aren't worth the postage it takes to get them to you, and it takes us forever to mail. But other than that, we have a good time on Monday nights, which we, I'm sure, will do for the next 3 hours. So jot down the number if you haven't memorized it, 888-876-5593. That's 8888-RALEIGH. Now, if you're listening on the stream, on my stream, that is, if you're listening on WGN stream, I'm sure it's absolutely perfect because everything they do is. I cannot boast the same claim. If you're listening on my stream, you're going to hear total silence during the breaks, unless I do something in the studio, because I somehow have managed to disconnect the return feed from the stream. It's a long story, but I was just adding a different processor and thought all was well. You know how it is. You do something and you check everything you can think of. You know, it's a thing you didn't think of that went wrong. So hopefully, if you're hearing me now, you'll understand that you won't hear anything during the breaks. Of course, if you tune in late, well, I guess you're on your own. All right, so with all that in mind, let's go with a question. If you're male, you're twice as likely as females to have this trait. What trait? So obviously, by the question, you know that females have it too, and this isn't some woke question, all right, at all. So in fact, it was written in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram in 2002. If you're male, you're twice as likely as females to have this trait. What trait? 888-876-5593. It's as easy as that. We're going to kick it off with Dennis in Colorado. How's it going, Dennis?
Hello, Raleigh.
Hey, Dennis.
I know it's trivia night, and you're always on a roll on trivia night. I'm going to take a wild guess. Narcissistic personality disorder.
Yeah, no, it's not. Although I do know a lot of women who would claim that's absolutely true, but then I'm sure I know a lot of men who would say, nah, just the opposite. So, no.
Well, statistically, I don't know what the DSM-5 says, but I have studied it enough to know that it's much more prevalent in men.
Really? Really?
Although I've known some women.
And it would be very interesting to know the most common ways it's exhibited.
Yep. I only want to take a minute because I want to correct the record from something I said last week, and it's been bothering me. I heard it on the replay. I gave a wrong date.
Oh.
Our dear friend Scotty, he lost his first wife only 17 years into the marriage at her tender age of 37. I accidentally said 57.
Wow.
But can you imagine raising several children and in the middle of it to lose her?
No, I can't. I can't imagine. And
he
did nobly, to say the least. No, on and on. Oh. You can look at the layers and see that there were a number of hardships that Scotty endured. He didn't like to talk about them, so we won't either. But what's interesting is, through it all, he never lost his faith or his upbeat personality.
Never his faith or his personality or his ability to smile at anyone that encountered him. That's just all I heard.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to go any farther. I'm sure you got lots of callers. I want to try your trivia question.
Well, we'll find out.
Interested in. Yes, we will.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, so 888-876-5593. Yeah, Scotty's life was clearly complex and, like I say, riddled with hardships. And I know we all have hardships, but this would be more than the statistical average, to say the least, and it never got him down. Yeah, it's a lesson we should all take. Don in Beloit, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Nice to hearing you.
Yeah.
Hope you had a good weekend.
Well, obviously I didn't. I've managed to disconnect the return feed from WGN.
Well, you know, streaming, shmeaming, who cares, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm on a work trip to Central Illinois, and I'm pointed towards WGN, and I'm lucky I can get a decent signal.
Good.
I'm yeah. But, you know, I got excited when you said male versus female trait because my dad suffered from this. I think the answer is color blindness.
That's very interesting. That's not right, but it's very interesting.
It's got to be something way off me, but there is a difference between men and women with many things.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sorry. Could I request a song?
Well, it won't be played tonight, obviously, because we got bumper stumpers, but it will this week. What you want to hear?
Well, I think it was the best Yardbird song they ever did. And I think they got better at harmonica and writing when they got a little older. But it's called New York City Blues by the Yardbirds.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as it isn't over, under, sideways, down. All right. You got it.
Thank you.
We'll do it.
Have a good show.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. So, 888-876-5593. Note to self, I also noticed that I've lost half a channel on the phones. Oh, God. Yeah, the best laid plans, I tell you what. All right, so we'll figure it out one way or another. And in the meantime, we'll have fun playing trivia. So if you're male, you're twice as likely as females to have this trait. What? All right, we're going to get with our first bumper stumper next. You won't know the theme, but hopefully you will know the bumper stumper, and I will reveal what the theme isn't, so you don't waste your time on that. Coming up on WGN Radio.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou, we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. You passed me by one sunny day, flashed those big brown eyes my way, knew I wanted you forevermore. Now I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did meet you before, I said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou, we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. While horses couldn't make me stay away, I thought about
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's the original version, and I say that so you will not think the theme is the original version of hits, because that's not it. Although many of these tonight will be the original versions of the hits, there's something else about them. So the question is, who is that? It is the original version. And of course, it's hard to really ascertain a theme yet, because we need a few more records for you to get that. But I think you will. All right. So the original Hello, Mary Lou. So 888-876-5593. If you're male, you're twice as likely as females to have this trait. Roseanne is a first time caller in Elmhurst. So Roseanne, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi there, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. Thank you for calling.
Oh, sure. I've been listening to you for a long time. I love your show.
Great to have you. So what do you think?
I think it's left-handedness.
You're 100% right.
Ah.
Absolutely.
Somehow I just knew as soon as you said it, I just knew that was the answer, and I just had a call.
You are 100% right. Yeah. So hang on, we'll get that address. And like I say, don't wait. Don't stand by the mailbox. It'll take forever, but you'll get a certificate
okay.
and some other stuff. All right. Thank you. And call me again.
All right.
All right. Good
Thank
deal.
You. I will do that.
Thanks.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So we met Roseanne. We put Roseanne on hold so I don't lose her here. All right. I've done that successfully. About the only thing tonight. Boy, I tell you what. And good deal. That means we need another question. But, oh, Lisa in Dundee knew that as well. So, all right, Lisa, we're going to add to your stash, but she wants 1950s movies, and we'll come up with a question for her on that as well. But I need another question. Yeah. All right. All right. So here we go. 70% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 24 cannot find this on a map. You know, I always laugh when I'm calling customer service and I say they're from countries you can't find on a map. Well, 70% of Americans 18 to 24 can't find this on a map. Can't find what on a map? 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. And that's going to take us to Lisa in Dundee. So how's it going, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I don't know anymore. Well, I give up. I throw in the towel. Yeah, it's over. But that's all right. We'll have fun in spite of it. And you can hear me and I can hear you. So what else matters?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll take... Well, yeah, I'd like the... I have a thought about that new question now, but...
Oh, good. Go for it.
Their home state.
Oh, that's interesting. I hope to God that's wrong. No.
Oh, I always heard that kids can never find their own state on a map.
Well, you know, I think in general, kids probably can't find any state on a map. It is frightening all the way around.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay, well, then I'll go to my 50s.
All right. Who was told to beware in the title of this 1952 movie?
Who was told to beware?
Yes. 1952 movie.
Something Beware, huh?
Yes, had Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin and a bunch of other people, too. I had to look it up to make sure it was a movie, because what do I know?
I can't stand that Jerry Lewis. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Well, I don't like him either, truth be known. Although I did like Dean.
I don't know what
I did
the
like Dean Martin. That was...
Yeah, Dean Martin, of course.
Yeah, so it was a 1952 Martin and Lewis movie.
Was it like Sailor Beware?
Hey, we have a winner. Yes, that's exactly right.
I don't know where this comes from.
Yeah, Sailor Beware, directed by Hal Walker, Martin and Lewis, and it was the adaptation of a 1933 play. I can't even imagine. The working title was At Sea with the Navy. All right, so they went for Sailor Beware, and as usual, you are a winner.
Perfect.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
And I may call during the week because I have want your opinion on something else, but not on trivia night. So.
Oh, okay. I will look forward to that. All right.
Okay.
So,
thanks a lot.
All right. So we put Lisa on hold and have John confirm her address, and she's a winner. It's just that simple. And I'm looking at the stars of this Sailor Beware. Leif Erikson. Well, obviously not the Viking, but I didn't realize there was another one. I thought, well, that is an old movie. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, I had to look him up. His name was William Anderson. I thought, nobody's named Leif Erikson from, yeah, right, well. All right, so we'll get to advertising for Barry, but Don and Beloit knows his bumpers. All right, Don.
Hey, I heard you're playing Johnny Duncan. Yeah, Hello, Mary Lou.
Yes, it was the original version of Hello, Mary Lou. No, nobody ever recorded it before him.
Ricky Nelson, of course.
later.
Super famous, yes. Like about a year later, maybe?
Yeah, later. Yeah. So Johnny Duncan did the original, but like I say, the theme is not original, so you don't have to go there, but something else. So, all right, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593. We put Don on hold for John to confirm that address, and we muddle along with Johnny D in Ohio, and we'll get to Barry's advertising question. I just have to find it. All right, so Johnny D, welcome back to WGN.
Hello, Wally. It's an honor and a privilege to be on your show.
Well, thank you.
I heard that tonight on a basketball game. These announcers were, you know, together for I don't know how long, and they were going, it's been an honor and a privilege, you know.
It probably was.
I guess.
Yeah, the same probably cannot be said for this particular show, but thanks anyway.
I know. I'm thinking, man, she's shooting par for the course, man, again.
Oh, God, it's just ridiculous. And the other thing is, over the weekend, I pulled like 40 pages of hominin questions for you, and as I'm sitting here, I gotta find them. All right, well, I did. So, good deal.
Well, I got an answer for your trivia question. The 17 to 24, was it?
Yeah, 18 to 24. What can't they find?
18 to 24. Oh, and firstly, another thing. You know, I've been sick for the last week. I had some kind of, that's why my voice might sound a little gruff.
Okay.
You know, I had some, and I was saying, I did two bottles of NyQuil severe cold and flu medicine over the past week, but I started getting better, like I guess the day before, you know, a little bit. So I'd say I'm about 95% right now.
Good,
like that.
Good. Actually, well,
so,
well you know,
I'm not 100%. So you know.
Well, then.
All right. Let me say this. On this 18 to 24 kids.
Mm-hmm.
24, that ain't a kid. That's an adult.
Well, it's a demo. 18 to 24. It's a demo.
Okay.
Hang on a minute. Don't,
hey, man,
don't
get out of the house and get a job.
Well, that I agree with you wholeheartedly. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. We're going to pick it up right there, but we're going to find out what's going on in the world at large from people who know right here on WGN Radio.
Take heed to her ways. Now when you find a woman, make sure she's mighty nice. Be good to the one, and when day is done, love her with all your might. Mama said there won't be any roses.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night trivia. So if it's Friday night, sit back and enjoy the show. But if it's Monday night, the 12th of June, call us 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Well, that's easy. I mean, that's a gift. I expect winners on that bumper stumper. Now, what it also, by the way, was the first recording of that. But the theme has nothing to do with first recordings. But you might be able to start to intuit the theme, but probably not. So I'll let you think about that a while. However, as far as who that is, that's about as obvious as it gets, I hope. All right, now, talking to Johnny D in Ohio, and we're going to get to hominins, and Johnny's been under the weather. Yeah, well, five bottles of anything will probably make you feel better. So, all right.
You know what?
What?
You know what, Rowan?
What?
Are you there?
Yeah.
My wife had Becky bought this NyQuil severe cold and flu for me, you know, because I was sick. I couldn't go out. She had to do everything.
Yes.
And what did she tell me they made her do? She had a show ID or something.
Right, exactly. Because of all the bathroom manufacturing, you can't buy hardly anything anymore. And what I really hate about it is things that used to work fine, like the original Coracetin. I love the original Coracetin. Well, they had to reformulate that because it was much too easy to make meth in the bathtub.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, listen, you know, I thought of a song I want to request, but I told you it was only 95%.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm thinking 99.5 just won't do. We'll
pick it. Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
All right,
great.
Wilson, write that down.
On the trivia.
Yes.
On the trivia.
Yes.
So these kids can't find the United Kingdom on a map.
You know, close enough. They can't find England on a map.
Well, United Kingdom, same thing.
Well, not exactly, but close enough. All right.
What do you mean, not exactly?
Well, not exactly, because the United Kingdom includes more than just England, but I'll give it to you.
I'll take it.
All right.
And I'm still going to go for my hominid.
Nope, you don't have to. We'll save it for next week. You won.
All right. Give me a hint, will you? Give me a hint of what it was about.
Oh, we're going to talk about Cro-Magnons.
Cro-Magnon. Okay, excellent.
All right.
You keep that question handy.
You bet I will. Thanks.
All right. Okay, bye.
So hang on. We'll confirm that address, though. I think John probably knows it well. All right, so... Man, I tell you, it's just dropping like flies. All right, so now don't tell me I put it away, because I picked out an advertising question, and here it is. All right, and we're going to talk to Barry in New Hampshire, and I think he can answer it, too. So, Barry, how's it going tonight?
Hey, Wally.
Yeah, so you're ready for your advertising question?
I am. I hope I do better than last week.
I think you will. The only dry cat food good enough for Morris.
I'm not a cat owner.
Yeah, but you remember Morris. He was just a wonderful cat. He was the most acerbic cat out there.
Yeah.
He had some Arnold Stang in him, I'm sure. Not that Arnold voiced that, but it was that persnickety acerbic character.
Was it Little Friskies?
Nine lives.
Wow.
But close enough. All right. I guess that campaign wasn't as good as they thought, obviously, because you remembered Morris and not the product. Nine lives. All right. Good
Nine
deal.
Lives.
Talk to you next week.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks, Raleigh.
Yeah. So that's really the key. If you can't remember the product, it doesn't matter that you can absolutely imitate Morris the cat. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And I see we need another question. Boy, I'll tell you what. All right. So we talked about the fact that 18 to 24-year-olds, 70% couldn't find England on a map. Well, most Americans cannot identify this. It's not on a map. Most Americans cannot identify this. 53%, actually, according to the San Diego Union-Tribune, don't know. So, what can Americans not identify? All right, it's not on a map. It's not geography, at least not in the classic sense. So, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. Got to put Donnie D's hominid question aside so we don't forget that next week, since he's excited about these Cro-Magnons. All right, so the deal on trivia, as you probably know, is it only works when you call, because unlike the rest of the week when I can just prattle on about what's going on in my day, on Monday nights, in order to play trivia, we need players. So that's the call to you right about now. If it's Friday, no, don't just sit back and enjoy the show because it's not live. But if it's Monday, I need you now. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. So I got a question, lackluster though it may be. Yeah, although I don't know. 53% of all Americans cannot identify this. Cannot identify what. All right, so we'll leave it there. We got another bumper stumper coming up for you, and it has something in common with our first two. It's a hit record, but it's not going to be the hit artist. That's for sure. And that, by the way, has absolutely nothing to do with the answer to the theme. So, shall we find out what it is together in moments right here on WGN Radio?
Of your love, loveliness, I hoped and I pray that someday that I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, earth angel.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia, so if it's Friday night, sit back and enjoy the show. Don't call, but if it's Monday night, 888-876-5593. So there's your third bumper stumper, and let's see. It wasn't the original, obviously, and it wasn't the hit, obviously. And the group was actually interesting. Arthur Lee May and Richard Berry and Mel Williams and Jesse Belvin were in it, but that doesn't matter. I want to know who they were. And then, of course, if you know what the theme is, even better, 888-876-5593. So, most Americans, 53% actually, cannot identify this, cannot identify what. All right, now, if you don't know the answer to my question and the bumper stumper doesn't sound even remotely familiar, well, then very good, have your own category. And we do that, we didn't with Johnny. We were going to do hominids, but he got one of our questions right. It's like that. All right, we're going to move on to Leah in Marcus Hook. So, Leah, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thanks for taking my call, Raleigh. How
Absolutely.
Are you?
Oh, I don't know. I can't complain, I guess, but I am a little startled at the wiring disaster I've created unknowingly. Yeah, but I'll figure it out.
That's okay. I have the TV on for the breaks.
Very good. Very good. Yes. And for anybody just tuning in, no, you will not hear the return feed during the commercial breaks. And I have no idea why. All right. So anyway, yeah. You know, I thought even John said to me, did you check everything? Yep. Checked everything. Well, like obviously not everything. All right. So there we have it. Yes.
Oh, I wanted advertising, but can I try the trivia question first?
Yes.
Is it the president of the United States?
No. I don't know what that percentage is, but it's probably equally scary. No.
Oh, okay. Is it vice president of the United States?
No, it might be less than that. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Advertising.
Roaches check in, but they don't check out.
Raid.
No, no, Roach Motel.
Roach Motel.
Made by.
I thought that was by Raid.
No, Roach Motel is by Black Flag.
Oh, I was thinking of the Roach Motel, but then I was thinking it was by Raid. That's why I said.
Yeah,
that.
It's Roach Motel by Black Flag.
Oh, okay.
And apparently there is a dispute on trademark, but Raid isn't in the story.
Oh, okay.
All right. Good
that
deal.
That was the first thought that came into my mind, but then I said Raid.
I should have said Roach Motel, but yeah, I would have asked for Black Flag anyway. But okay, good deal. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Or maybe tomorrow, because Leah always has a wonderful story. So Linda in Chicago has a guess. What do you think, Linda?
I think it was the Penguins.
But it wasn't. The Penguins had the hit, but I didn't play the hit. I'm not known for playing hits.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying, though. Appreciate it, Linda. All right. So the Penguins absolutely had the hit in 1954, and it wasn't the A side either. The A side was Hey, Senorita, which originally was Esa Chiquita, but the label said, no, it's got to be a little more Americanized than that. So Hey, Senorita. But in any event, yeah, the Penguins had the hit, but who did we play? And why did we play it? What's the theme? All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-ROLLYE. Now, what are we doing here? Oh, we're going to do some lyrics with Fran. Yes, looking for that. Diane in Chicago is going to take a guess, though. What do you think, Diane?
Well, maybe at least two of the Supreme Court justices.
You know, that's such a great guess. It's not right, but believe it or not, believe it or not, a good 60% of Americans can't name even one Supreme Court justice.
Oh, really? Wow.
However, but what's interesting is over 70% can name all three Rice Krispies characters.
So, well, I can't name them either. I can't remember them.
Oh, Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
I remember the cartoon. What were they anyway? They were little dwarfs or something.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Oh, yeah, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Right.
Yeah, you would know
anyway,
that.
But, you know, it's not really a big negative thing if people don't know certain things because, you know, representatives and things like that. I don't even know, like, the names of exactly in my district. I'd have to, like, think or look them up. I mean, I've seen their names when they're campaigning, but there's so many politicians around. But anyway, so that would be my guess, their House of Representatives.
Okay, we have a winner. It is. Most Americans cannot identify their congressional rep.
Okay.
Which is startling to me, but true. It's important stuff. You want to know who your congressional rep is. You may need to call on them.
Right, but see, there's a source you can get it easily.
Well, I understand that. But
you know your senators. But here in Chicago, there's I know they're all Democrats, but. Well, that's it.
But you again, you only have one.
I guess Feigenholz. Right. Tammy Duckworth. She's a senator.
Right. There are a lot.
I feel a little guilty now.
Yeah.
Because there
are an awful lot of reps, but you only have one, and it's for your district. So now that's your homework question.
I guess
question.
It's Sarah Feigenholz, I think.
All right.
I'm not sure.
All right. Well, hang on. You're a winner either way. You know that most people don't know them, so good deal. All right. So 888-876-5593. And that would put Diane on hold, and that's the deal. So let's see what we're doing here. Yeah, because I've lost control of the show before it even began. Yeah, it's clearly like that. Now we need another question. We need another question entirely. All right, so let's see. Oh, this is fairly easy. And, you know, every time I say that, the ones I think you'll get right away, you don't. And the ones that I think might be a little hard, you just snap up instantly, as proof tonight. What one American faced over 1,500 different lawsuits as a defendant? One American faced over 1,500 different lawsuits as a defendant. Who was it? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right, so we're going to go to John and Covington here. And actually, I'm just going to prattle on for a minute. We'll pick up John and Covington right after the news. We have two more hours of trivia, by the way, and I hope you'll join us. You might start to get a feeling for the bumper stumpers and what the theme is so far. Interestingly, we had one correct guess, and I thought the second one was just a slam dunk, that it would be gotten immediately, but not. And the third one, yeah, sounds like the Penguins who had the hit, but it wasn't. All right, so the next one is just terrible, but it is the first version of the record. And again, first version is not the theme. There is a completely other theme. But so we'll get to 60s TV with John, and we'll get to 65 lyrics. Oh, that's always a lot of fun with Fran. I'll be looking for that. And there's some guesses as well coming up right here on WGN Radio.
never flee. Please come back. Don't take the train going down the track. Please don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. There's a story not too long about a love that went all wrong. The girl left the boy just as bad. Now she's gone, she's so sad. Oh, lover, please, please come back. Take the train going down the track. Please don't leave me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's the original. Yes, hard to believe, but it is. And what does it have in common with everything else we played? And not that it was the original, because so far, three out of the four that we played are, but that's not the theme. All right, so 888-876-5593. And did we ask another question, or was I setting one up? Yeah, I don't think I left you with a question. Oh, yes, I did. What am I saying? What American has faced over 1,500 different lawsuits as a defendant? Yes, one. All right, Sam and Gurney's going to take a guess on that. All right, Sam, so what do you think?
Hey, Raleigh, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I was going to, I believe it might be Abraham Lincoln.
Nice, but not right.
Right, I know he's faced a lot of contests, so.
Yeah, boy.
All right, well, I'll be listening. I can't wait to hear the answer.
All right, thanks. Appreciate the call. All right, so 888-876-5593 takes us directly to Fran in Austin. All right, Fran, how's it going?
Okay, was that Elvis I just heard doing Lover, Please?
Oh, yeah, in the writer's dreams. No, not a chance. It was a little band from Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Oh, my God, it sounded just like, I don't know. I thought, okay, I've lost it now. But anyway, oh, onward, man. And upward.
All right, lyrics, 1965, number one song. You ready?
Yep.
This time I'll live my life at ease, being happy, loving whom I please.
Got him back in my arms again, the Supremes.
Yeah, back in my arms again. Absolutely right.
Back in my arms again, yeah.
Yep. You got it. Yeah, and you know, I don't think I would have, because that particular line never stood out for me. You know, if it was like, Flo, she don't know the boy she loves is Romeo, I'd know that.
That's a Romeo, that would have given it away, though.
Oh, well, of course it would have. That's why I didn't use
that
it.
That would have totally given it away, because, I mean, you know.
Yeah. But most of the others sounded familiar. Like, I listened once to Friends' Advice, but it's not going to happen twice. So, but this time I live my life at ease. I'm like, huh, I don't know. But you did, so that's all that matters.
All right.
Hang on. Don't go away, Fran. All right. So we'll confirm that address, and we have a winner. All right. So, yes. What American, one individual, faced over 1,500 lawsuits as a defendant? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh. And let's talk to John in Covington. How's it going, John?
Oh, okay, Raleigh. Before we get started, can I interest you in a $30 win ticket on the Belmont?
I'll tell you what.
The horse that won, he got a Cadillac trip. He really did. That's what my sighted friends tell me, and I believe them.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Javier Castellano gave him a beautiful ride.
Good.
Yes.
All right,
okay,
so yeah, I got a fine one for you. You know, I know you like 60s television trivia, so we'll see what comes up, and let's see here. All right, trying for something new that maybe will be of interest in nothing too easy. So let's see, what is this? That wouldn't matter. It's too hard. So here we go. No, I don't like that either. So, and now I insist that it be a show I've heard of. So far we're not, yeah, no, not gonna do that either. Oh, well, that's too easy. All right. This is terrible. Terrible, I tell you. I don't know that, but I should, I guess. So let me see if I cannot. This is not going to let me know any of the answers. So let me move on to another quiz because it will not tell me. All right. Something else that won't ask me the name of the boat on Gilligan's Island, because if I know it's the minnow, everybody knows it's the minnow. All right.
Yeah, that's pretty simple.
Yeah, right. That's sort of the way I gauge them is if I can answer them, then they're probably way too easy. All right.
Well, on the opening of every episode, when they show the boat on shore, it says SS Minnow. On every show, every beginning of the show.
All right, so good. I just thought of a question. I don't know how to look at a quiz. Why was it named the Minnow? Who was it? It was an inside joke. Who was the Minnow named after?
Oh, boy. Oh, Lord. He's so thin. Mm. I'll say Gilligan.
No, absolutely not. Newton B. Minnow.
Oh, wow. That's
the FCC chief, and he's most known because he described American television as a vast wasteland.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Yeah,
Good to talk to you.
Good deal. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it was just a pimp on Newton B. Minnow, and he spoke at an NAB meeting, the one in D.C. in 61, and at that time, everything was black and white, obviously, and networks weren't 24/7, to say the least. And he said, television is good, nothing, not the theaters, not the magazines, nothing is better. But when television is bad, nothing is worse. And that's when he went on to say, keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that you will observe a vast wasteland. And, of course, that line wound up becoming used virtually everywhere. And so it was interesting. By 1960, 9 out of 10 households in the United States had a television set. And, of course, first year that there was a televised presidential debate, Kennedy and Nixon. And, it was a very heady time, if you will, for TV. And Minnow was not on the commission that long, but he was at a really pivotal time. And vast wasteland. So the creators of Gilligan's Island named the Minnow after him. All right. See, I didn't even need to look up the question. That's hard to believe. 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. And let's see. Oh, Sam and Gurney wants to add to Newton B. Minnow. All right. So what else do you know, Sam?
Well, Raleigh, I'm so interested in what you're just talking about. But Newton Minnow is very interesting. When JFK came to campaign for the presidency, and he did some speeches, I think, at like Champaign, Urbana, also Libertyville, Illinois. He also... JFK also met with Adlai Stevenson in Libertyville at his home. Mm-hmm. But Newton B. Minnow actually was the guy that picked him up from the airport at O'Hare and took JFK out to those locations.
And, it's interesting, even though he was not on the commission that long, of course, that speech made him famous for the rest of history, no doubt about it, and Sherwood Schwartz hated him for it, hence the SS Minnow. But in the 70s, he was on the Board of Governors for Public Broadcasting. And then the thing I found most interesting was that right after the September 11th attacks, he was appointed by Donald Rumsfeld, who was Defense Secretary at the time, to head a panel to study the use of data mining to track terrorists. And
very interesting.
Yeah. And so he was quite the guy. And
I actually had one occasion to correspond with him, and I what happened was I was going through Libertyville, Illinois at the time, and there was the radio was on, and I heard that Adlai Stevenson
the third, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Adlai Stevenson, the original Adlai Stevenson, I believe, was the vice president of the United States. Then there was Adlai Stevenson, the senator, or who ran for president, and then his son was the senator. So the son that was the senator, I actually had the occasion to meet him and open the door for him, which was very interesting. But I met him and his wife and spoke to them at some length, about a half hour. And when I did, he actually shared with me. It was at the Adlai Stevenson estate on St. Mary's Road in Libertyville. And he actually brought me over to a door, and he said, you know, he goes, there was a day, he said, JFK and my dad were behind this door. And he said, we were all sticking our ear to the door to see what we could hear. But anyway, he was actually the guy that made me familiar with the fact that Newton Minow had brought his dad there. That's how I learned about it.
Yeah.
And he actually gave me his business card, put us in touch, and we had one correspondence, which was very interesting. And it was to, because I had told him, I said, I think JFK gave a speech at the Cook Memorial Library in Libertyville. And he said, I'm not familiar with that, and I don't believe that that's necessarily true. He said, it may or may not be true, but let me put you in touch with Newton B. Minow, and who I think was working at a lawyer's office in Chicago, if I remember, on LaSalle. And so I wrote to Newton, and he wrote me back, and he confirmed that, yes, JFK did give a speech from the Cook Memorial Library in Libertyville off of Milwaukee Avenue.
Oh, great. And, of course, Newton Minow died last month, 97 years old.
Oh, he did. He passed away finally.
Yeah, I think it was the beginning of May. And
oh, my God.
Yeah.
But he held up well to the end. I know that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
marvelous mind.
Yeah.
Marvelous mind.
You betcha. And we'll go down in history for that. So, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, good deal.
Thanks for letting me on, Raleigh.
Appreciate it. All right.
All right,
so
bye-bye.
Yeah, good memories. And he was chairman of the FCC for a minute there, long enough to call television a vast wasteland and upset Sherwood Schwartz, that's for sure. 888-876-5593. So one person, one United States person, faced over 1,500 lawsuits as a defendant. Who was it? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Hovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. A heavy rain a falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's alright. A raining night in Georgia. A raining out of Georgia. Oh, Eve, it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. Distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. A raining night in Georgia. It's such a raining night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world.
WG. And Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So there's a bumper stumper. And it is the first version of that. And of course, it was a big hit by Brooke Benton. But what is the theme? Obviously, it's not first versions, because I'm telling you that. And not all of them were, by the way. But so far, we've had a lot of them. And we'll continue to, but that's not the theme. So 888-876-5593. All right. So I got to, before we get back to it, and we will hear in moments, because we've got Stacy and Stephanie and Bob and Mike and Marianne all itching to guess, so we're gonna get back to it. But there's this controversy. You know, I mentioned that Newton Minow died last month, and they had a lot of obits, as well they should have, because he was a colorful guy all the way around and very accomplished. But back in 1961, I remember it like it was yesterday, because it's easier to remember the old things, he was Newton B. Minow. We all knew that. And in fact, in 63, when Alan Sherman wrote Oh Boy, if you remember that song, I think it was from My Son, the Folk Singer. Oh Boy, Newton B. Minow, Newt Rockne, and Olga San Juan, you know, that line. And it was always that. And if you look online, you'll see a number of things when you go back in time to Newton B. Minow. Well, when he died, all his obits said Newton N. Minow. Yeah, I guess like Newton Norman. I don't know. But nobody has ever, cleared this up. Of course, it's only been a month, so he died on May 6th. So it's a while. He was an attorney, by the way, before that, and was chair of the FCC. And like I say, that was the 61 NAB, which was so memorable because of the Vast Wasteland line, which I thought was just great. But what's the N stuff? And what happened to B? All right. And apparently, outside of his office in Chicago, there's Newton N. Minow Way. Well, what's the deal? So I don't know. And beats me. Maybe you know more than me. But I always knew him back then as Newton B. Minow. And obviously, like I say, many articles referred to him that at the time. And many, song My Son, the Folk, from My Son, the Folk Singer, not exactly necessarily a credible source, but nonetheless, there it was. But Newton Norman Minow, what's the B for? Well, I don't know. All right, I guess that'll be one of the mysteries that will certainly live on past him. But regardless, Vast Wasteland. And I'm sure at the time he did that speech in D.C. at the NAB, he wasn't thinking, well, I'm going to write a speech that everybody's going to remember me for the rest of their lives. But anybody interested in television did. So 888-876-5593. Over 1,500 lawsuits. Yeah, nobody else is a defendant. Who is it? Stacy in Algonquin. What do you think?
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Stacy.
What about Thomas Jefferson?
Nope.
What about George Washington?
Nope.
What about one of the Kennedys?
No, we'll wipe out the whole Kennedy family for you.
Nixon?
No.
Jefferson?
No, you mentioned him.
Monroe?
No. One more, big finish.
Let's see. Oh, I'm going to quit there, but can I have... I'm going to try another Twilight Zone question.
Another Twilight Zone trivia. All right, hang on. Don't go away. I'll find one. We're going to find out what's going on in the world at large first, and then be right back to your Twilight Zone question. We got Bob in Arlington Heights, who's got some guesses, and Mike in Mount Pleasant, and Marianne in Chicago knows a bumper, and so does Gary in Austin. All right, another bumper coming up next on WGN Radio.
With pen in hand, you sign your name. Today at 5, I'll be on that train. And you'll be free, and I will be alone. So alone. If you think we can't find the love we once knew, if you think I can't make everything up to you, then I'll be gone and you'll be on your own. You'll be on your own. Can you take good care of Johnny? Can you take him to school every day? Can you teach him out to catch a fish and keep all those bullies away.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. Well, there's your bumper stomper, and that's another one that was a first. And again, the theme is not firsts, but that's the original version of that. And there's an absolute theme, and maybe it's becoming apparent to you or not. So 888-876-5593, 888-88-RALEIGH. All right, so we're talking to Stacy, and she wants a Twilight Zone question. So, Stacy, you've been watching them all on the reruns, right?
Well, I don't really watch. I've had, you know, most of the episodes. I hope I remember everything.
Okay. Well, there was only one actor who appeared in episodes in all five seasons. In fact, he probably was in over 40% of the episodes. Rarely was he screen credited. Who was he?
Let's see.
And he was the only one. And I think originally he was hired as a stand-in, a stunt double for Cayuga Productions. But he worked in other TV shows as well, usually uncredited. But he appeared in more Twilight Zones than any other person. And it's rumored that he was around for the filming of every episode there was.
Wow.
And so I'll tell you some of the episodes he was in. Long Distance Call, Judgment Night, Escape Clause, Mr. Denton on Doomsday, Dust, Mr. Dingle the Strong, Person or Persons Unknown, Nick of Time, A Nice Place to Visit, A World of Difference, Showdown, and Dead Man's Shoes, I Shot an Arrow into the Air, I Dream of Jeannie, You Drive, The Monsters Are Due on Maple Street, Mr. Garrity and the Graves, A Kind of Stopwatch, I Am the Night, Color Me Black, Caesar and Me, Cavender is Coming, a couple of those because there are more than one, The Purple Testament,
oh, God.
The Odyssey of Flight 33, The Mind and the Matter, In Praise of Pip, The Shelter, The Old Man in the Cave, The Jungle. See, he was in everything back, and you remember some of these.
Would it be maybe Jack Klugman?
No, it's not anybody who was well known for anything else.
Oh, gosh.
You would just, if you're a fan of the show, you would just know he was in Steel and The New Exhibit and The Hunt and Still Valley.
Lee Marvin?
No, he's well known, too. No, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to know this guy if you don't know this guy. It's one of those. He was in And When the Sky Was Open and To Serve Man and Black Leather Jackets and A Most Unusual Camera, The Obsolete Man, The Grave, A Piano in the House, Once Upon a Time, The Band, and Hocus Pocus and Frisbee, and on, Third from the Sun. So, yeah, who is he?
Oh, gosh. He wasn't well known.
No.
Oh, gosh, I give up on that one.
It's a guy named Bud McCord.
Bud McCord. Oh, God, I never would have guessed that.
Yeah, Robert Lee McCord III, born in 1915, died in 1980, and he was in over 67 Twilight Zone appearances. And in some episodes, they used him for more than one role. Which he was an extra for a few roles. And, of course, in that day it didn't matter, you know, because nothing was expected to have much longevity, so nobody was going to think years later that somebody would be noticing this. But that's...
The problem with me, when I watched my episodes, I just noticed everyone that I knew.
Right, exactly. Well, the only reason you notice him is because as you're watching the episodes, he keeps coming up. He was in 67 of them. So it's like, you know, hey, I've seen that guy. I saw this guy in another episode, you know. So he was in
and
a bunch
of... And that was Bud McCord?
Yes, absolutely. Bud McCord, Robert Lee McCord III.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That name does... Oh, gosh.
No, he really never did anything else. You know, he had some other bit roles, but, I mean, he was just a bit player. But for whatever reason, Serling obviously liked him. And
so he was in every single one.
Yeah, well, no, he was in, you know, not every single one. He was in 67 of them. He was in every season. But 67 episodes, you know, that's about 40% of them. And you can see online, you can find, like, in The Thrill of It All, he played an elevator passenger. You can see him there. You know, but again, these were usually uncredited, but his face is distinctive enough that if you keep, now that I told you this, if you look for some of those episodes and look for Bud McCord, you're going to see they used him all the time.
Yeah, I actually, when I was clearing out most of the stuff with the girls, I actually sold or donated a lot, but I still have a couple, I think I have a couple left of the Twilight Zone, and
yeah,
I got to check that out.
Right, and most of them, he's uncredited. So you need to get a picture of him first so you know who you're looking for.
Bud McCord. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, try again.
Yes,
Raleigh.
You will, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Stacy.
You take care.
All right, you
talk
too.
To you soon.
All right. So, Bye. Yeah, Stacy's sounding in good form tonight. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. So, one person, 1,500 lawsuits as a defendant. Yeah, who would that be? All right. So, we have Gary in Austin. A welcome to WGN Radio, Gary.
Well, hey, Raleigh, I'm going to want to take a quick guess on the 1,500 lawsuit, maybe
good.
Howard Hughes.
No. Oh, that's nice, though. I could see that. No.
And the bumper I believe to be Rainy Night in Georgia by Tony Joe White.
Yes, it was. And that was the original recording. So,
and I may know the last one with pen in hand. I think it was Johnny Darryl.
Yes, absolutely right. Johnny Darryl.
Well,
all right, so
I'm on a roll right now.
you are. So now you've heard, you've heard six records. What do they have in common?
I think maybe they're it's a cross genre thing, kind of thing.
Nope.
Okay.
It is not. But think about it. I expect maybe you'll come up with it. If not, I'll reveal it at the end of the night. But it is. They all have this one thing in common.
All right.
All right, good deal. So we will talk to you soon, and you're a winner, of course, so hang on.
Thanks.
We'll confirm that address, and I'm sure John has it, but he always likes to do that, so we will. All right, so now, Stephanie and Madison. What do you think, Stephanie?
Hey. With the Lover Please, I thought that it might be Billy Swan.
No, but there were classmates of his.
They're what? No, I'm sorry, what?
They were classmates of his in Cape Girardeau in high school.
Yep. Well, I also had gotten the Tony Joe White, but I thought, who was singing Hello, Mary Lou?
Johnny Duncan? Johnny Duncan.
Johnny. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, he did one of my favorite records in 1967, Hard Luck Joe.
And, oh, God, because I was listening, and I'm like, I know this voice. I know this voice.
Yeah,
I know
Johnny
this voice.
Duncan.
And so... I thought I was so smart. I thought I had the category, but I didn't quite. But I am totally enjoying the show.
Mm-hmm.
And can I just, I was going to take a swipe at the question. Let's see. Thinking of journalists, Walter Winchell.
No, that's interesting.
No, okay.
I could see
not
why
Jeff
you should have been. Nope.
Yeah. Jimmy Fiddler.
Nope.
Okay, that's three. 1,500. Whoa, this person stirred up a lot of trouble.
Yeah, boy.
Let's see. Brother. Not Ralph Nader.
Nope.
Nope. Okay. As for, I'm guessing wildly here. I won't ask for a category because it's, can do that next time. But I am thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying tonight. Well, you've got two trivia questions answered. And by the way, the one about left-handedness.
Yeah.
My husband, his dad, and his brother, all three of them are lefties. So,
yeah, it's inheritable. Yeah. Absolutely an inheritable trait.
Yes. Well, I'm enjoying myself to pieces, and you have a great night, Raleigh, and you and John and everybody, okay?
You too. Thanks for calling.
You got it.
Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And, yeah, there are a lot of lefties around the world, but, of course, in some countries it's frowned upon. Right. Yeah, codified to be frowned upon. And so I think there's probably more than we know because, well, and they used to do that here in the States, too. They'd change you, which, like, that could be done. All right, so Bob in Arlington Heights wants to guess on our lawsuit-prone buddy. So what do you think?
I got two quick guesses. Henry Ford?
Nope.
Thomas Edison.
Nope.
And I know you don't like politics, but I was going to throw a stab in there, but Donald Trump?
Well, not even close. Not even close. But if we're going to talk lawsuits, I think there's current politicians who certainly deserve it a lot more than Donald Trump, but end of story. All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Riley.
888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And Mike in Mount Pleasant's going to guess on this. What do you think, Mike? Mike's gone. Wait, I think, is Mike gone? He seems to be gone. All right, well, we'll try again. So are you there, Mike?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do now.
All right. My guess would be Michael Jackson.
You are a winner.
Hey!
That's absolutely right. His lawyer confirmed that figure and added that Michael did not like lawsuits but was forced into them. His quote was, "No one wants to be reasonable. Everybody wants to be crazy. Michael tired of it." So, yes, over 1,500 lawsuits where Michael Jackson was a defendant. I can only imagine, obviously, some of them, very few of them would be personal, obviously, people who had reason to have personal interaction. But with 1,500, most of these people probably didn't know him.
Well, he did not, at one point, was not even paying his own employees. I guess he flipped out when paranoid and thought everybody wants him for his money only and decided to pay nobody. I mean...
Well, yeah, I assume that's some of it, but I don't think you get to 1,500. So, and of course, I have not tried to, you know, audit this to find out who they were. But with 1,500, and some of them would probably be copyright and all that, whether he stole my song or what have you. But still, that's an enormous number. But you are a winner.
Very good. I guess my knowledge of that kid, who I didn't even like, is good for something.
Absolutely. He just paid off, finally. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So, yes, it is Michael Jackson, 888-876-5593, Michael Jackson. So, yeah, a lot of people were thinking in terms of politics and stuff like that, or inventors, you know, scientists and all that. No, just good old Michael Jackson upset enough people for that. All right, so we're going to get guesses from Bob and Willowbrook on something. I don't know, it might have been that question, so I have to come up with another question, and I will. Cleveland Dennis is going to take a guess on our bumper stumper. Looking forward to that. And Marianne is as well, and there's room for you, too. And another bumper stumper coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Well, girl, you're so fine. So fine. So fine, so fine. My baby's so doggone fine. She loves me, come rain, come shine. Oh, oh yeah, she's so fine. She thrill me, she thrill me.
I'm Raleigh James. Yes, it is the original version, and I thought better than the Fiestas myself, but that's not why we played it. Who is it, And what's the theme? All right, so you've now had seven from which to choose. A theme should be appearing. If not, we got another hour of this, and we got four more to play. Yeah, one of them truly painful. All right, oh, man, I mean truly painful. But I feel for the artist in that one, actually. What record labels will make you do. All right, so you'll hear it. Not next, but you will hear it. You will hear another question right now, actually. So you can, well, no, that's not true. We're going to go check out the news. And then you'll hear the question at the top of the hour. Well, moments from now, right here on WGN Radio. And it's my turn, and once again, I screwed up. All right. I didn't mean to, but I didn't set the bumper stumper, so here it is.
Here you come again, and you say that you're my friend. But I know why you're here. She wants to know how I feel. Tell her that I'm happy. Tell her that I'm gay. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. Been apart. And when I pass, I hear them whisper.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's not the original, actually. The writer did the original version. But it's one of my favorites. But who is he? And what's the theme? 888-876-5593. It's Monday Night Trivia, final hour thereof. And before the coming of the current century, buying this was outlawed in Singapore. That ban wasn't lifted for 12 years. And when it was under very strict circumstances. And the people who buy it have to provide their name and ID number. Buy what? What is it that was outlawed in Singapore for 12 years? And now you got to give your name and number in order to, in fact, buy it. Buy what? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right, so you got a new question. We got plenty of bumpers. Cleveland Dennis wants to take a guess. So, Cleveland Dennis, what do you think?
Yeah, hi, Raleigh.
Hey. So, what do you think?
Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Raleigh.
Loud and clear.
Good. I heard a couple bumpers back, Billy Vera.
No, you did not. But he had the hit version.
Oh.
You did hear
it was on the jukebox.
Yeah, you heard the
shot pool.
Yeah, you heard the right song. Yes, you heard the right song, and he had the hit. But I played the original.
Well then, how about the Falcons with "So Fine"?
No, I played the original. Firstly, that's interesting. The Fiestas had the hit. No, it wasn't the Falcons.
Okay. And not the Fiestas.
Huh? No, the Fiestas had the hit, but that's not what we're looking for. I played the original, but whether it's the original or not, that doesn't get into our theme. But as far as knowing our artists, no. I played the original with Pen in Hand, which is not Billy Vera, and I played the original "So Fine," which is not the Fiestas or the Falcons.
Well, just sounded familiar in this old head, but I want to guess about Singapore that you just asked.
Okay, what do you think?
Gum.
Yes, it is gum. How do you know that?
I do international logistics. I know something about every country everywhere, but not everything.
And you know about gum. So what was the deal? Why did they do that?
Well, they had this strict enforcement about litter and gum being on the sidewalk and stuff like that, as far as I know or understand.
Yes, that's absolutely true. They had one exception. For medicinal uses, believe it or not. And so, yes.
What kind of gum is medicinal?
Who the hell knows?
Cures your bad breath. Yeah, cures your bad breath.
I have no idea, but it was a United States pressure that caused them to carve out that exception. And exactly why we did that, I don't know either.
Well, these factoids are for
Yeah,
but you're absolutely right. Okay. It is gum, so hang on. You're a winner. Boy, that was quick.
Thanks.
Yeah, you what. All right, yeah, just burning through these questions tonight. Cleveland Dennis is absolutely a winner. And as I say, you're playing for the fun of it more than anything else. Eventually you get something, emphasis on eventually, and it won't be worth the postage, but yeah, you'll get a certificate and stuff like that. So we'll confirm Cleveland Dennis's address and add to his stash, and we'll come up with another question in moments. All right, but in the meantime, Bob is in Willowbrook. So hello, Bob, what's up? We lost Bob in Willowbrook. All right, well, I think we did anyway. So Bob, call us back if you like. We would love to hear from you. And so John in Glenview wants advertising. So hello, John.
Hello, Raleigh.
So you want an advertising slogan, huh?
Yeah, well, can I ask you first? I was on the phone with John, and I didn't hear who was the most sued person.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, over 1,500 lawsuits. Yeah, it does. All right, here's your slogan. It is an advertising slogan used by this company for years. You ready?
Sure.
You can be sure if it's blank.
You can be sure if it's blank.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You can be sure if it's... Nope, I have no idea.
Westinghouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You can be sure if it's Westinghouse. Gosh, I knew that one. But all right, call me back. Good deal. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And let's see what else we're doing here. All right, so we say goodbye to John. And we say hi to KB. Hey, KB, what's up? Are you with us? No, no.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. I think I know the bumper stumper theme.
What do you think it is?
I don't know if I'm saying it right, but all the songs were written by people who also had hit records.
Good enough, yes, but not the records that we're playing, of course. You're right. Hit artists writing...
No, yeah. They had their own hit records.
Right, you're absolutely right. Hit artists writing hits for other artists. You're 100% right. So hang
on. And was the last one written...
What?
Oh, hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Last one was what?
Was that written by William Bell?
Yes, it was. And who had the hit?
I don't know. I only know the Canadian hit, which was Jackie Shane.
Which is what I played, of course. Yeah, the U.S. hit was...
That didn't sound like him.
Yeah, it was. It was Jackie
Shane.
It didn't
sound like him.
Yep, it was. And,
okay.
But the American hit was Chuck Jackson, but I played the Jackie Shane version.
Oh, it doesn't sound like it over the phone.
Huh. Well, regardless, you are a winner. That is exactly the theme.
Okay.
So hang on. Don't go away. We'll confirm that address. Appreciate it. All right. So how about that? So good deal. 888-876-5593. We've got some more bumpers to play. And so obviously what we will be doing here is you'll be guessing on the artist, since you know that the writers will have been hit artists themselves writing for other people. And if you're wondering, Hello Mary Lou, which we played by Johnny Duncan, was written by Gene Pitney. Yeah. Was a hit, obviously, for Ricky Nelson. That's What Mama Say by Major Lance. The original version was written by Curtis Mayfield. Yes, and The Impressions. Was a hit for Walter Jackson. That was the J.O.'s doing Earth Angel, and the J.O.'s were an interesting group. Jesse Belbin, Arthur Lee May, Richard Berry, and Mel Williams. And Earth Angel was written by Jesse Belbin, as in Mr. Goodnight, My Love. And it was a hit by the Penguins. The Rhythm Steppers did Lover Please. Billy Swan wrote it. It was a hit by Clyde McFadder. Of course, Billy had I Can Help. Tony Joe White did Rainy Night in Georgia, which he wrote. Yeah, but it was a hit by Brooke Benton. All right. I don't think we've had a winner yet on with pen in hand. It was written by Bobby Goldsboro, by the way, and Billy Vera had the hit, but you can guess maybe on who the artist was, you know, or not. So Fine was written by Johnny Otis, of course, a hit by the Fiesta. I don't think anybody's guessed who we played. And yeah, Jackie Shane with Any Other Way, written by William Bell, and a hit for Chuck Jackson. We got another one coming up. Yeah, written by Stevie Wonder and a hit by the Spinners, so you know what the song is, but I bet you don't know the artists, and you'll be finding out after the news. Yeah, then I got a painful, like I say, a really painful one. Yeah, sometimes the record labels make you do the damnedest stuff. All right, but in the meantime, I believe Cleveland Dennis has a song request for later this week, so what is it you want to hear?
Yes, if you got... You got this one, Step Up and Go by Big Jeff Bess, B-E-S-S.
Big Jeff Bess.
Yep.
Okay. Don't know.
It's a rockabilly. It kicks.
Okay. I know Get Up and Go by Pilot, but all right. I'll look for Step Up and Go by Big Jeff Bess. All right. Good deal. Thanks.
Thank you very kindly. Good show.
Thanks. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, we were almost going to play the original Honey. Yeah, Bob Shane did that, decided against it. Bobby Russell wrote it. Yeah, Mr. 1432 Franklin Pike Circle Hero and Saturday Morning Confusion and all that kind of stuff. So I need another question. Boy, ain't it the truth? This has been, I think this has been the most winningest night for you guys, burning through so many of my questions. All right, so be that way. And... oh, no. And I should say again, it's probably a little late in the game to remind you, but it is Monday night. Well, now technically Tuesday morning in Chicagoland. But if you're listening on Friday night, Saturday morning, do not call. It is a replay. But do yourself a favor and mark your calendar for Monday nights, because that's when we get together and do this live. And it is Monday the 12th of June, you know, or Tuesday the 13th, depending on where you are. And we got another 40 minutes to go on Monday Night Trivia. So I got more bumpers. We know the theme now, but we may not know the artists. Oh, and the next one is a really nice record, I think. Well, I'll let you be the decision of that. But I guess I like it no matter what. But and I love the original, which was the hit. But this version is different, to say the least. All right, and you'll tell me who it is. Meantime, Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final is tomorrow night. Now, what that means to us, those of you who listen to the Raleigh James Show, is start time is probably going to be delayed by about a half hour. And it's the Vegas Golden Knights versus the Florida Panthers. And I don't know where. Panthers, of course, are based in Miami, not known for its ice. The Vegas Golden Knights, well, yeah, it's not known for its ice either. So we'll see how that does. And congratulations to the Nuggets. Yeah, when I worked at KOA for years, my show at night was often interrupted by the Denver Nuggets. And no, they weren't doing that well. But I loved their coach. They had Doug Moe. And he's still alive. I hope that he's watching the game, because he had some really interesting comments on the NBA and more. But he was the coach, and he was hilarious because just an acerbic wit. And when reporters would ask him stupid questions, he'd call them on it. And it was really funny. And I used to love the interaction between Kent Groshong, who was a KOA sports guy, and Doug Moe in the post game shows. That was something that I actually tune in to hear. So there you have that. I digress. So congratulations to the Nuggets. And we got a new moon coming up on Saturday. Yes, indeed. But I'm prattling on, and I should look for another question. Although, like I say, I don't know. I don't know. You're doing so well. All right. Here we go. Consumers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want. But the longest distance ever traveled to buy this was almost 4,000 miles. To buy what? I don't need to know specifics. I just need to know what it is. You know, for instance, if it was laundry detergent, I just need to know that. I wouldn't need to know that it was Tide. You know, that kind of thing. So you don't have to tell me specifics. But the longest distance ever traveled to buy a product, by the way, was almost 4,000 miles. Yeah, someone went almost 4,000 miles to buy this. Buy what? All right, 888-876-5593. So there's your question. And what else? By the way, you can feel free to interrupt the show at any time you want. And now you've got a question. You can have your own category. I should plug that more often, because everybody knows something about something. Maybe you don't know about hominins like Johnny D does, but you know about something. So maybe it is the Twilight Zone. I don't know. So call in, 60s television, you name it. Call in with your category, and we'll give you a question just for that. on a Monday night trivia. It's odd tonight. It's sort of come in waves. We've had a lot of time where every line was lit and you couldn't get in here, and then we have times like this where it's the vast wasteland that Newton B. Minow referred to. And I'm still wondering. Now, again, you look at the 60s stuff, and it's not just like an Alan Sherman song, all right? Oh Boy, which mentions Newton B. Minow. But there are actual awards the Eisenhower Institute appointed someone who had won the Newton B. Minow Prize in Communication. All right, so come on, this is obviously a thing. I don't think that, it's a gal who earned her Bachelor and Master's of Journalism at Northwestern, yes, in Chicago, famous institution, certainly, well, Evanston, but certainly you know it. Well, when she became the new director of the Eisenhower Institute, last name was Potts, so Tracy Potts. All right, so Tracy became executive director in 2021, and while they're going over her background, they mention that she won the Newton B. Minow Award. All right, so, yeah, it was. As a student, she received the Newton B. Minow Prize in Communication and the Harrington Award at the Medill School of Journalism's highest broadcast honor. And, you know, Medill's world famous, right? So they couldn't have gotten his name wrong. But when he dies, he's Newton N. Minow. By the way, no two N's in Minow. M-I-N-O-W, not like the ship. Not like the Gilligan's Cruiser, if you will. Though Sherwood Schwartz named it after him, of course. So I've never known any well-known person whose middle initial changed, but all the obits that came out last month when he died in May at 97 years old referred to him as Newton N. Minow. So what is the deal? Yeah, if you know, I guess you win a prize for that. And you could tell me anything because, of course, I have no way to know if you would be right or wrong about that. That's for sure. So like I mentioned, we got a new moon this Saturday, and you know all about the new moon. I got to call Marianne Winkowski. She sees ghosts. And if you don't know about the law of abundance, well, you can go to mariannwinkowski.com, just like it sounds, mariannwinkowski.com, and read about it, and you'll find that it really works. Oh, speaking of that, we often talk about St. Anthony, the finder of lost things, and it worked the other day for me twice, and it was worked within seconds. I forget what it was I lost first, but you know, you said, Saint Anthony, please come around, something is lost that cannot be found, please help me find my what, and then you fill in the blank. Well, one of them was my wedding ring, which I've lost before, but this time it didn't look too good. But I looked everywhere, nowhere. And then I did my Saint Anthony prayer, and literally within minutes, I walked into the studio where I had looked three or four times. And yeah, I know that. What's the chain? Okay. And there it was, just sitting away from everything else in a place where, as I say, I'd been looking there. So there was no way it was there before I had St. Anthony intercede. And then the next thing actually was a chain with a little charm on it. It's Saint Benedict medal. Well, you know, you just can't be too sure about these things. So yeah, my Saint Benedict medal. I couldn't find it, and you know, because that protects me from evil or something. I always wear it. Along with, I also wear one of the quince seeds from Marianne. This is why I thought about it, because Marianne's quince seeds really work if you don't want ghosts around you. So anyway, I couldn't find it, and there again, I went ahead and St. Anthony, please come around. There's something that's lost that cannot be found. Please find my... And, you know, said my St. Benedict medal. And sure enough, within minutes, it was on the bathroom counter. Again, in a place that I had looked previously. So, Yeah, John Z. Got to remember to tell that. So there you have it. I guess I forgot about it till just now when I was looking at the law of abundance and the new moon, and now you know. All right, so we'll get back to it with your guest, Mark from Aurora, wants the original Star Trek trivia. We can do that, and maybe you will take a guess on my current question, which is so wonderful that I've already forgotten what it is. Well, it's about time that I regroup and we find out what's going on in the world at large right here on WGN Radio.
Well, I should have known you'd bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I can find.
That's all I can take of it. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, even as a bumper stumper on Monday Night Trivia, that's as far as I go. And I feel so bad for this singer because he was a world-class singer of another era, truly. And Columbia Records, in their infinite lack of wisdom, made him do this album in 1966 that it had that... had my little red book. Oh, man. Yeah. If I had a hammer and Secret Agent Man and Homeward Bound. Oh, it's just, there's actually one good song on it. I'm not going to mention what it is because it might give away the artist. But it was the only good thing on it, truth be known. But anyhow, of course, we played it in our theme because, of course, Red Rubber Ball, which was a hit by The Circle, was written by Paul Simon. Yeah. So that's the deal. We have one more that I'm going to play. And actually, I thought we were going to have more than one, but we won't. And this last one, yeah, it's a favorite of mine. And so it's different, to say the least. I'll see what you think of it. And maybe you know who it is. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And let's see. We're going to... We have a question. Oh, we do here. Customers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want, but the longest distance ever traveled to buy one of these was almost 4,000 miles. You got to be kidding me. Well, Stacy in Algonquin's going to take a guess at it. So what do you think, Stacy?
What about drugs?
No.
Yellow. A piece of clothing.
A piece of clothing. All right, we'll throw out every piece of clothing. Nope.
A certain food item.
No, we'll throw out food. Of course, you know, we're really limiting it now to how many things you're going to come up with because we're throwing actual categories out, but that's all right.
Motorcycle.
Nope. That's four. Two more.
A certain pair of shoes.
Nope. Five. One more. Big finish.
What about to find a certain type of house?
Nope. Call me back if you think of six more.
Oh, I want another question.
Yeah.
Can I have...
I don't know.
Another That Girl? Can I go to That Girl trivia again?
Oh, we'll see. We'll see what we can do. All right. Let's see. Looking for something interesting. And let's see. Nope, that's not of interest at all. So let's go for something else. Normally, I like to know in advance what categories you want so I can look up for good questions, but I'll do it because I think I can I can do one of these. No, it's not telling me that. Well, hang on a minute, and I will look for this. Don't go away. I'll find a that girl question. Meanwhile, we have Mark in Aurora who asked about the original Star Trek series. So we'll put Stacy on hold and talk to Mark. All right, Mark, how's it doing?
Pretty well. I was incommunicado for a few days because I did a software update on my iPhone and found that I had to set it up all over again.
Oh no!
So I was getting ready to tell my friends I washed my phone and I can't do a thing with it.
Right. Oh, that's great. All right. So.
And I have to admit to a mixed motive because partly. Stacy from Algonquin has already taken the Twilight Zone, but partly I'd like to have a better chance of getting one right.
Okay, sounds good. I've got your original Star Trek, though. You ready?
Of course, there's no guarantee that I'll get this one right either.
Well, I don't know.
We'll see.
So we're talking about the original Star Trek series, of course, and you've seen them all many times. And so the question is, how many original Star Trek episodes feature a shirtless Captain Kirk?
Oh. Yeah, and I would know this if I went through it.
And, of course, they only made 79 original shows. So, of those 79, how many was he shirtless?
Well, I know he was shirtless in The Gamesters of Triskelion. And in Patterns of Force, and you know what? I may regret this, but I'm going to say
13.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Now, 13 of them, and if you add in the 7 episodes where his shirt was ripped, then you have him showing skin in 1/4 of the run.
Oh, yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah, well, we're not including get to see his whole torso, and it's not that amazing a torso, really, based on the picture I'm seeing. Yeah, I mean, if I was him, they made clothes for a reason. He should have been wearing them.
Do you have a list of the 13?
No, but I'll bet you if I look online they will.
And if I think about the series, I'll probably be able to I just now remembered another one, Amok Time.
Okay.
Where he gets his shirt.
So here we have
ripped.
Let's see, we have several scenes of this. So a rip shirt in No Man Has Gone Before, a rip shirt in let's see.
Yep.
So he's ripped in, so to speak, where No Man Has Gone Before. Naked Time, and
that's true.
They ripped up in The Naked Time. Miri, the shoulder zipper of the shirt opens. Court Martial, let's see.
Court Martial?
Yeah, Court Martial. The only victim is Kirk's shirt. I wouldn't know. Shore Leave on the amusement park planet. Kirk encounters his old nemesis from the academy, an immature cadet named Finnegan, who is always out for a fist fight.
Oh, yeah, and his shirt gets ripped.
Yeah, right. So, but I'm looking at the ones, forget ripped. I want to see the ones where, you know, we got the whole chest. But let's see. A Mock Time, it's ripped. But, I guess we're just... okay, all right. Here's one. The Enemy Within. Evil Kirk takes a couple of big gulps from the bottles of Saurian brandy and feels like taking his shirt off. Then there's Charlie X. Kirk without a shirt in the ship's gym trying to teach young Charlie what it means to be a man. Then What Little Girls Are Made Of. Kirk takes off his shirt and his pants to be scanned in order to create a mechanical duplicate of him.
Oh, yes.
Okay, this may be the only time we see his bare feet. The Deadly Years, a shirtless appearance underlines Kirk's vitality before his rapid aging process kicks in. Journey to Babel, Kirk's chest is exposed on 2 unrelated occasions in this episode. The first time he is shirtless
I think it's Journey to Babel, but anyway.
Babel. I always say it's Tower of Babel, so I don't know. So Kirk receives a call while getting dressed after, again, disposing of his dress uniform. The second time is after the knife attack on him with a bandage around his neck. A private little war. The native clothing that Kirk and McCoy are wearing barely covers the chest. The gamesters of Triskelion, something.
Triskelion.
Very good. After getting his shirt ripped, he removes it altogether and keeps only the harness. I'm looking at that picture. You know, this man should have never agreed to take these shirts off, I'm telling you. Clothes make the man, and in his case, clothes made him all right. Oh, boy. Anyway, patterns of force. After an attempt to pass as Nazis, Kirk and Spock are captured and tortured. This is the only time where you can see Spock's bare chest as well, which actually looks better than Kirk's. All right, so not that it's great, but all right. After then the Paradise Syndrome, after some time on the planet with the Native American Indians, Kirok disposes of a Starfleet uniform and dresses like his new people. At one point, you see him without a shirt together with Miramani, whoever that is. The empath.
Oh, Miramani. Yeah.
The empath. This episode has the scenes with arguably the most graphic violence in it. In one scene, Kirk is dangling from the ceiling without a shirt. Plato's stepchildren, the inhabitants of Plutonius, force Kirk and Spock to wear clothing inspired by ancient Greece. Kirk's chest is half exposed while Spock's is covered. Turnabout intruder. Janice Lester is in Kirk's body when McCoy orders him to report for a medical exam because of his emotional instability and erratic mental attitude.
Oh, yeah.
In a way, this is the
and
only...
He has to do that light. He has to do that light test, and he's got his shirt off.
Yes,
you're right.
And, you know, technically, I guess this is the only topless woman you ever see on Star Trek. All right, so, addendum, the Savage Curtain. We can see how Kirk's pants get ripped in his fight against the representatives of evil, but this obviously isn't intended. Star Trek Beyond, the alternate Kirk has his trouble with ripped shirts as well, as can be seen after an encounter with a rather easily offended alien species at the beginning of Star Trek Beyond. Kirk notes that this happened again. Fortunately, he still has many spare shirts in the closet. So there you have it, 13.
I've never seen Star Trek I've never seen Star Trek Beyond. Or...
I've never seen any of them, so... There you have it. Yeah, but I'm telling
you.
Sure, they got pictures, and really, really, he should have argued with wardrobe. No, I keep my clothes on. So, all right.
Well, the episode was one of the episodes was called The Naked Time, but he shouldn't have been.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Put on those uniform shirts quickly. Yes. All right.
And there are episodes in which he wears a V-neck captain shirt.
Yeah. Too bad they didn't have
turtlenecks. So if we want to be technical.
Well, too bad they didn't have turtlenecks. All right.
All right. Thank you, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Bye.
The more you cover this guy, the better. All right. So 888-87. And I have no idea, by the way. I'm just looking at the still shots thinking, I don't know. All right, so we're back. Stacy wants her trivia question, and she wants that girl trivia. So I'm going to work on finding that girl trivia and coming back with that question. And then we got Sherry and Naperville in room for you two on WGN Radio.
It's a shame for what you've done to me. It's a shame, shame. Will you mess about with your man? It's a shame, shame. The way you hurt me, darling. It's a shame, shame. Will you mess about with your man? Look what you've done to me. You leave me sad and blue. And then you went away. You better come back home, darling. It's a shame, shame. Will you mess about with your man? You're like a child of play on a cloudy day. You better stop what you're doing before it's too late, darling. It's a shame for what you've done to me. It's a shame, darling. It's a shame, shame.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Well, it grows on you. Me, anyway. He was Jamaican. Had a couple dozen albums, actually, and I don't see the lines lighting up with someone knowing him, so I guess I'll tell you that's Delroy Wilson. And Delroy is no longer with us. Died 46 years old in Jamaica. He was from Kingston originally, born and died there. But cirrhosis of the liver is what got him. He was a child star originally there. In fact, I worked with Prince Buster. And, yeah, dance, Cleopatra dance, and many other things. So, in any event, he, like I say, put out a couple dozen albums at least. But why we played It's a Shame is it fit with our theme, and that was, in fact, the theme of hit artists writing hits for other people. And It's a Shame, of course, a hit for The Spinner, written by Stevie Wonder. All right. Red Rubber Ball, if you didn't figure it out, that was Mel Torme. I mean, come on, world-class jazz singer, and they're making him do this album, and they did. Although it had I'm Coming Home on it, which was not a bad cut, but everything else was just torture. I was going to play the original Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town, which, by the way, was not the first edition or anybody like that. It was Johnny Darrell, and it was written by Mel Tillis. Yeah, so we didn't get time for that, or a few others. But anyways, that's the theme, and we thank Carol for letting us know. So now, Stacy in Algonquin wants her That Girl trivia, and we have found it. All right, so right directly from an episode. Okay, so here's what I want to know. What did Donald get Anne when she thinks he's proposing in Leaving the Nest Is for the Birds? Are you there, Stacy? Stacy?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Okay, so where did Donald get Anne?
Yeah, and Anne's complaining at the beginning of the episode about her cousin and telling a story about her cousin lost, you know, never lost one of these, but she'd always lose these. And anyway, Donald actually gets her one, and she thinks he's proposing. One what?
A ring.
Nope. A skate key.
Skate key.
Yeah.
Well, that shows you it's been a while.
Yeah.
And I have a lot going on.
Yes, you do.
In my life. But yes. I thought, you know, I'm going to try. I'll get one eventually.
Well, you absolutely will. No doubt about that. And how are you feeling? Is all well?
Okay.
All right.
I'm getting used to the compression socks.
Good.
And I'm trying to, you know, oh, we had a garage sale, Tracy and Michelle and I in my, so I was sitting in the garage and so many tools. So we did pretty good on Saturday.
All right.
I was out there and I walked all the way down to the end of the driveway and walked back and sat out there.
Good. Well, excellent. All right. Well, keep it up, and we'll talk to you soon.
Oh, okay. I will call you back, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. So, 888-876-5593 takes us to Sherry in Naperville. What's happening tonight, Sherry?
Hey, Raleigh. How many seconds do I have left?
Well, you have, let's see, if I can count here, I believe you have exactly 3 minutes.
Oh, I do. Oh, okay. I thought like you were going to say
3 minutes.
40 seconds. Okay. So the guess on the travel 4,000 miles for.
Yeah.
Can I do major categories and you can say close?
No, I won't give you close or not. I'll just tell you if the major categories are right.
Okay. Yes. Automobile.
Nope.
Vehicle. Okay. Piece of artwork.
Nope.
Gemstone.
Nope.
All right, there goes the Star of India or whatever. Okay, you said no clothing and no food because I remember my roommate in
grad school from Japan in the 80s, she said it cost them, in Japan, it cost them $2,000 for a water mount. So I could figure Japan's far away. They could, like, fly water mount.
Nope. And I'll also give you a hint. It was a 16-year-old who bought it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 4,000 miles.
Oh, jeepers. A Pokemon card if it was a 16-year-old?
Nope.
Oh, David keeps on saying Cabbage Patch Kid.
No.
All right. So that's all I got for that. But I did look up your Newton N minnow and your Newton B, even with an asterisk minnow. I did multiple searches.
Okay.
But I believe he was, and when you look up Newton minnow, because I spell it the same way as the minnow, Gilligan's.
Yeah.
But it comes up with one N.
Right.
But his middle name is Norman, and I looked that up.
Right.
Born in Milwaukee,
Wisconsin. Yeah, yeah, I know all about
and
that.
And the B, okay, but the B shows up in the images of Newton.
Well,
minnow.
Yeah, no, I know what the searches show. Not only in images, it's a prize is named after it. There are song lyrics with
really?
It. Oh,
really?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to... I was discussing that somebody, because the keyboard, the B and the N are right next to each other on the keyboard.
There's a lot of this from the early 60s where he's credited, including a prize, a college prize that a Northwestern gal won. So that's what I mean. This was not an accident, a typo. There's some story here, and I want to know what it is.
Huh.
So,
well, maybe he changed his name.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Maybe after Gilligan's Island, they started teasing him and saying, Newton, be a minnow.
No, yeah, so. Okay. Well, there go your 3 minutes. Talk to you soon.
No, that's fine. You have a great
You too.
Day.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay,
bye.
Good. All right, so that'll be a straggler. Yeah, we'll hold it over for next week. And tomorrow night, again, abbreviated show by probably a half hour, because that's the deal on the Stanley Cup playoff finals. And it should, I'd say, check in about 10:30 and we'll do it again. And until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air, John for screening your calls, you above all for calling, especially on trivia. But we'll do it all again tomorrow night around 10:30 Central. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.